Minjararlajarar, From Drawer to Drawer, is the latest play by director and actor Isambu Khalid, currently being presented at the Sunflower Theatre in collaboration with the Maisar Association. This performance shines a spotlight on young students and actors while drawing attention to the National Youth Policy Action Plan. Renowned for his groundbreaking scenography, demanding direction, and sharp writing, Isambu Khalid has once again risen to the challenge of staging a new play during a tumultuous period. In a country on the brink of collapse, Minjararlajarar confronts the status quo, delving into the concerns of youth and reviving a long-forgotten drafted law document drafted by young people from diverse backgrounds and political affiliations. The performance masterfully blends tragic elements with poignant comic moments, showcasing Isambu Khalid's creative genius. He has once again pushed himself and the surrounding circumstances, delivering a cohesive and resourceful production that centers youth in a dynamic, fast-paced, and lively performance. Each actor had their moment to shine, with actress Yara Zakaur particularly standing out for her humorous touch, fully being in the moment on stage and matching the pace and energy of her young co-stars. The idea for this performance began with the Maisar Association. My first collaboration with them dates back to 2007, related to the laws governing organizational foundations. I've also worked extensively with them on initiatives and animated videos related to political programs focused on youth. Their primary goal is to develop laws and advocate for youth, particularly within organizations, political entities, government entities, and other bodies, so they can work together to develop laws that serve all youth interests, explained Isambu Khalid. This was the core of our idea. We then decided to revisit the National Youth Policy Action Plan, which was approved in 2012 but remained in the drawers even after its roadmap was drafted in 2022. This document is the first of its kind to be written by youth, both within and outside political groups. Unfortunately, it has remained dormant among many other plans and programs within the government. We decided to revive this document, bringing it back into the spotlight based on the previously drafted version, he added. Regarding the actors, Isambu Khalid noted, I wanted them to either be theater graduates or current theater students. This was, of course, in line with the spirit of the document we were working on and the purpose behind this production. I conducted a personal casting process, watching various plays since some participants had already worked with me, while others were still students. My selection was based on several factors, first, achieving gender equity, then ensuring a logical proportion between ages depending on the roles, and most importantly, talent. With these elements in place, we began our rehearsals at the Sunflower Theatre. This performance presented a unique challenge for Isambu Khalid, as it was based on a static document, making the transformation into a theatre play particularly demanding. It required a lot of effort, as well as creative, innovative, and out-of-the-box ideas, far from traditional concepts, he said. We aimed to stay true to the document's essential points while also delivering important messages relevant to the daily lives of youth. We carefully read the document, delved into its core, and selected the parts that would resonate most. Then we began working on improvisations. The performance went through many changes before reaching its final form. Gradually, the text evolved from a legal document into theatrical material. In the end, I rewrote it, fine-tuning it to align with a central vision, idea, scenography, and directorial approach, he affirmed. The director expressed his delight in working with today's youth, saying, "Working with young actors is thrilling, especially since they are very excited and eager to work. At the same time, they aren't overly concerned with their image as actors, as most of them are still young students. A few are experienced, but there's a different energy that comes into play with such a group. The process is beautiful, as we shared mutual respect and had a lot of fun. We engaged in improvisation and then set aside the elements that didn't work, without self-consciousness, as most of them aren't yet concerned about compromising their image. It's very different from working with actors I'm used to, whose techniques I know well. Moreover, every time we perform, the play evolves, becoming more polished and professional. This is incredibly rewarding. The play runs at the Sunflower Theatre on Wednesday, August 21, 2024.